I got sucked right into that between the visuals and Becca's voice. Thank you, Becca. Thank you, Leo. I hope that some of you made note that Reverend Sean is starting a new book on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, August 1st, staying with Florence Scovel Shinn. And this book, if you've never read it, The Game of Life and How to Play It, I cannot recommend it highly enough. So you can drop into that any time. Just if you've never joined Sean on a Tuesday, email us at info@unityofnewyork.org. We'll get the Zoom link to you. And it's a wonderful thing to go deep for about an hour with Reverend Sean and everybody that joins together for that. And it seems like there's something else. Let me see. Speaking of opportunities to be together, 3 weeks in 3 weeks, 3 weeks from today, August 20th, same time, 11 a.m., countdown begins at 10:50. We are going to be at Symphony Space downstairs at the Thalia Theater, and we are so looking forward to that. Tell a friend, bring a friend, and for those of you that are coming in from other places every Sunday, never fear, we will be online, and there will just be a lot more of us joining together. So I want to see that place full. Oh, can't wait to see those faces. So, speaking of faces, there is a beautiful face that is with us today, and her name is Reverend Elizabeth Longo. And I didn't mention, I don't think, where I am in Florida, but I'm pretty close to where she is right now. So, Leo, can you bring in our very own beloved Reverend Elizabeth Longo? Oh, you know what? I'll bring her in. Reverend Elizabeth Longo! Ba-da-ba!
Hello. Hi.
Oh my gosh, how blessed am I? We've had a couple of days together, and we have looked so forward to doing this together. It is my first time visiting her in her home, and I thought while I was in Florida, I could go from one end to the other, hop another little plane. You know, with those flights that start at $39. And then by the time you pay for a seat cushion and a seat belt and some oxygen and all, it goes up to about $150. But, hey, I don't know what just happened here. Oh, something popped on the screen, but that's okay. That's all
well,
right.
I'm so happy you're here and that we're here, because I do believe that we're connected heart to heart, mind to mind, and
we are
in a vortex of love.
We are. All of us are. And, the other night, we got to spontaneously see our friend Antonio Edwards, who is just the belle of the ball in Fort Lauderdale. He is singing his heart out down here. He's the music director at another New Thought community, CSL, Centers for Spiritual Living in Fort Lauderdale. And I already mentioned, we've got Nicole Henry with us today. And she's actually home right now, I believe, after touring all over the place with her fabulosity. She's just down the road. And this afternoon, we're going to hang out a little bit with Reverend Juan and some fabulous folks from Unity on the Bay. But right now, we are right here.
We're here, and you're here, and wherever you are, we're connected heart to heart and mind to mind, and something wonderful always arises when a group of like-minded people come together. Do you think so?
I know so.
We know so, right?
And whether we're here together right now in this present moment, or if you are tuning in later, I know that some of you prefer to watch later and have your very own private watch party when it's not Sunday morning. You're here at the right and perfect time.
Right, because there's no such thing as time. It's always the present moment.
It's all there is.
Here and now.
That is all there is. And God, look at this. Look at this amazing day. all this light. We're coming out of the dark, honey, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is a choice to come out of the dark.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
We're going to talk about choice today because we're going to talk about the mind.
The mind.
The mind.
The mind.
So, okay, speaking of light, are you ready to shed a little bit of light on us and some meditation?
Yes, yes, yes. I think we all need a little light, right? Because there is, you know, when you focus on it, there could be a lot of darkness in the world.
Oh, there's plenty of darkness in the world, but we are always shining the light, and the light is always present on the other side of the dark, on the other side of the cloud. So how about if you lead us in one of your fabulous meditations?
I would love that.
I'm getting ready. We'll see you on the other side.
There's nothing to do, simply to be. To be here, to be now, open and receptive to spirit. Feel your feet on the ground, my feet to earth, my spirit is free. And notice the breath. It is the breath of God, the breath of the divine, ever breathing us, reminding us that we are being lived just like the lilies of the field. And now take a deep, cleansing, healing breath all the way to the belly. And as you release, let go, and let God. I empty my mind, I empty my heart, I empty myself completely in this very moment, basking in the love of God, allowing myself to go deeper and deeper to a place of peace, a place of wonder, of joy, for I am right now present to my wholeness. And as I dive a little deeper, I open to that place in me where there is the light of truth. And I see a beautiful, beautiful lotus flower opening up petal by petal to the light of truth. And it has a beautiful message for me. It says, remember that I too come out of the darkness. And as I breathe into my heart, I allow the light to guide me and to notice in the garden with my soul those places that I have not tended to. And I pull out the weeds, and every time I pull out a weed, there's greater light. And the beautiful lotus flower in me continues to expand and open to greater clarity, curiosity, and that light continues to shine forth and going forth to every cell, every atom, every molecule of my physical body, reminding me that my body is the temple of the divine. And I notice the thoughts, and I ask myself, who is the thinker behind the thoughts? I don't try to answer that. Just allow myself to go deeper into the stillness, in the silence, where I open myself to the greater mind, the mind of God, the light of truth. And I breathe and I say, I am the light of truth. I am pure beingness. I am that I am. And now I invite you to breathe through your heart. And as you breathe through your heart, ask, sweet spirit, presence of all there is, what is my next evolutionary step? Guide me, show me what I am becoming. I am here to be the light of the world. What is my divine purpose? Show me the greatest vision that you have for my life. What must I release? For I am here to live in joy, in curiosity, in wonder, and with compassion and to begin to see with my spiritual eye that it is all you, all good, all God. And let us be in the silence for a moment. We listen. Breath, your light shine out, send love and light to family, friends. Amen.
I'm not alone. See, life is never easy, the rest is unknown. And up to now, for me, it's been hand against stone. Took each and every moment. For what to believe.
Coming out of the dark,
I finally see the light now, and it's shining on me. Yes.
Coming out of the dark,
I know the love that saved me, you're sharing.
Whenever Nicole Henry is singing, I never want her to stop. Coming out of the dark. Nicole Henry, you are light personified. Oh my gosh. And I had the pleasure of, I think I told you this, last month I got to see her when she was in New York. And she made her debut at Birdland. And Nicole, good medicine. You better preach through that voice. Thank you. And I want to share something that, you know, I have lots and lots of spiritual reading material. And this morning I picked up one of the new booklets printed by Unity. And it's the Prayer for Protection, which, you know, is very near and dear to my heart. A beloved prayer brought to life. So I bring this up because I'm looking through this morning You did not tell me that you contributed. I know she contributes. She's a writer. She contributes to different Unity publications. I didn't know you wrote in this one. Coming into alignment, Reverend Elizabeth Longo. It's the final essay article. And there's one by one. I'm going to see him this afternoon. Anyway, I'm so proud of you.
I love the prayer for protection. You know, every time I get in my car or anywhere, you know, the light of God surrounds me. Uh-huh. And then, yeah. You know, it's just, I feel protection. It's within me, around me, everywhere.
It's a pretty constant mantra for me.
It is for me.
Yeah.
And when I'm on a plane, anywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I use it a lot. And just one more plug here, because I'm so proud of this one. Realize that she writes for the Daily Word also? Who's your editor?
Oh, my God. And one thing about Nicole, you know, I was thinking about this, that here we are together in South Florida. My first talk, which I was very nervous, at Unity on the Bay, Nicole was the performer. She was a singer, so I have that special connection.
We've had a lot of small world moments. But the other day, we were talking about, you know, checking in with each other early in the week, saying, okay, has an idea popped in? Have you gotten a download about what today might be about? And we realized we kept talking about mind, and I was joking around saying, are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind?
I hope so. I really hope so. And I hope you are too. And so all of you watching, because the mind that has brought us to this present moment, you know what? It's not really working anymore. We need a higher mind. We need the mind of God.
True that.
Because we recycle thoughts. And, you know, it's kind of like Einstein said, the solution to any problem, anything, mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. not found in the same mind that created it. We need a whole new mind.
That.
And, you know, true when that. You perceive the world, and I'm talking now the this world, not the world of God, but this world of creation right here, mm-hmm. where God is everywhere. This world, we can see it, we can perceive it with doom's eye, and it's all darkness, or with light eyes. In other words, mm-hmm. these are the worst of times, or these are the best of times. That's the choice. How are we going to perceive the world?
It is so true. And it's always been that way. We think that we're living in something that's unique and special. And we've always been in this dimension of duality. And, you know, one of the first things that I like to do, and a lot of our community, I think, probably knows by now, I love definitions of words. And I, this morning, I was like, well, I haven't even really checked in. Do you mind if I show you some of these, tell you some of these definitions of mind? Because here's what's crazy. 49 definitions of mind. And then that's just as a noun. Then there are more, and as a verb. And anyway,
I like to keep it simple, you know.
Oh my God, wait, I have to just do a couple of these because they're too good. It's, you know, the element, the part, the substance or process that reasons, thinks, feels, wills, perceives, judges. But I like all the examples, like the greatest minds of this century, or to lose one's mind, or have a liberal mind, or to change one's mind, to be of good mind, to listen. Former days were called to mind, an awareness of mind ordering the universe. When he's like that, just pay him no mind. That fits.
Okay, I'm going to add another definition of mind.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, that's 49, number 50. We can either have monkey mind or we can have divine mind.
There she goes with the monkeys. True that. They're up there.
And we think that we just have a one conscious mind and what's unconscious. And, you know how many characters are living within each one of us? And right here, sometimes I need to do this. No, you can't. You've got this. You've got that. That's the surface mind. And so the new mind, or what we're being called to be, is the mind of God. And how do we know when we're in the mind of God? You want to know?
I do. Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Of course. First of all, we want to be in the mind of God. We want to be prayed up. That means pray unceasingly. And not only just praying, affirming and affirming, but whole enchilada, which means know the stillness, know the silence, get familiar with the mind of God. And the more we're familiar mm-hmm. with the mind of God, the more we create new grooves in the brain. Because if not, we're yes. just recycling the same thoughts, the same beliefs into this present moment, projecting into the future. And again, right now, all you have to do is turn on the TV. Climate change. As my friend
no,
says.
No, all you have to do is go outside for climate
right.
change.
Right.
You don't need a TV.
My friend says, it's no longer global warming. It's global cooking. Global cooking. You know, we've got the fires. We've
Scary.
Got this. We've got that.
Yeah.
AI. So it's either fear or faith, which is going to be. And if we want to be in faith, we got to be prayed up, centered in God, plugged in.
Absolutely.
And I really mean yeah. it, plugged in, just like we plug in our phones. Where's your mm-hmm. phone? You know, if you don't plug that phone, it's not going to work.
It's going to lose its charge.
It's going to lose its charge. So we need to be
about.
Charged.
Yeah.
And charged. Yeah. And when enough of us are charged, that's how we begin to anchor heaven on earth. That, and we begin to perceive
said.
Things with greater clarity. Because with not, we're just seeing everything through our filters, you know?
Through the senses, you know, metaphysically, the meaning of mind, we're talking mind with a capital M, is God.
Yes, divine mind.
And God
mind.
Is the principle that includes all principles. So if God is mind, capital M, that includes everything. And here's the thing that I find very interesting and tie in with looking up a definition that is clearly something that is such a broad word, mind. It's difficult to define. And if you look at the word God, so trying to describe the word God is something that can't be put into human language. And so why would that not be true about mind? Trying to define and put into a box what mind is, we can't do. There's not an accurate language for that, but it is equal to what God is, all that is spirit. Some people still don't like the word God, but that was the closest that anybody could ever get to describing what this allness, this isness is.
That's why for me, God is the allness. It's being this itself. And that's what I mean by divine mind. It's loving awareness. And when I say mind, the mind of God, it's also the heart of God. It's the allness. And it's really undescribable. We really have to embody it. And how do we embody this principle of oneness? Taking a breath and finding our centered and centered in that is unchanging in the midst of all these changes that are going on. That is what we're being called to be, a new way of being, because we are in the midst of a huge, huge paradigm shift.
Absolutely.
And we're all being called to really to rise up. And I do believe with every part of my being that we all signed up to be here on planet Earth during these times.
Absolutely.
And it is so important right now to have a spiritual community so that we can support each other in this. This is the time to really be in community, to stay connected, to stay prayed up, to call forth and really share the truth with those that you love. And the more that we wake up, the more of us that wake up, the more we begin to really create a whole new world. A world that really, really, really works for everyone, because there is plenty to go around. So from greed, we move to generosity, from just little me to we. And even those people that touch our buttons, that we can see them and go, yeah, the Christ is there too. Thank you, because you're pointing to my wounds. You're helping me see what I need to
those
work on.
Those are checkpoints to see how we're doing. When somebody just really brings it up for you. It's like, okay, what am I to learn from this? Because just the fact that we're right here together right now means it's too late to go back. to claim ignorance, to get off the spiritual path. You have to, the train has left the station. And, you know that our friend Linda, Reverend Linda Martelowitz, was with us last week and talking about prayer. She knows her prayer, talking about it. And she was also talking about how she was talking about the first two unity principles. God is all. And the second principle is
I am.
Well, we are chips off the old block, is how she put it. And so this brings me back to if God is mind, if God and mind are synonymous, then we are offspring of God. We are offspring of mind. So we have in us everything that we need in our mind to do what needs to be done by us, or to be what needs to be as us.
Well, the way I see it is kind of like there's only God. God is all there is. And God is waking up through each and every one of us. There's 8 billion expressions of the one, all with a unique calling.
Now so one thing that's probably coming up for somebody in saying that is, then why is so much going on? Yes, we have free will, but there's so much going on, speaking of the darkness.
Well, here's the thing. We have free will. We have free will, and I do believe that we're all in the divine play. This is a divine play of consciousness. It's only the one getting to know itself. And so Shakespeare said, all the world is a stage, and all the men and women merely players. Mm-hmm. So we are the writer, the creator. We are the director and the principal actors in these movies that we are creating. And what you see out there is a reflection of our inner world. So we want to change the outer, we have to change the inner. That's why I do believe I'm not going to focus so much in the darkness. That doesn't mean spiritual bypass. No. When stuff comes up for me, I beat it. I meet it with loving kindness. But it's not like, there's so much things wrong with the world. No, it's like, God, use me. What is my part to do in this? If I want to see peace out there and world peace, I have to be that place of peace.
I have ended every one of my newsletter notes for over 3 years now with, what is mine to do?
We're hands, and we're the feet, and we're the voice of God. And God, not being out there in the sky, just all the allness, that the spirit of creativity is within each and every one of us. Divine ideas are everywhere, that we just have to be plugged in, tuned in, prayed up, and begin to listen with the stillness. And God is always talking. God is always, always talking. The thing is, when we're so caught up in the old consciousness, I should do this, I could not do that, what should... we're not listening.
And one thing that I learned many, many, many years ago was the affirmation. When we are unclear, when we're hearing all the, it's like everything's playing at once. It's like, if you are God, speak up. And if you are not, shut up.
I love that.
Well, it's like, and I one thing triggers another, which is why it's like, come back to center, and if you are God, speak up. It's, to me, it's that kind of metaphor of changing the station on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all frequency.
It's all frequency.
It's all energy. It's all frequency. If you don't want to be experiencing something, change the station, change the dial. You have the capability. Mind, it is the starting point of every act and thought and feeling. It is the common meeting ground of God and man. And Linda kept reminding us last week that we are fully human and we are fully divine. We are all of it.
We're all of it. And the more we really, really, really have moments of really that awareness in us that's whole, complete, and that we're connected to source, then we can meet our humanity and we can meet whatever arises with greater compassion. open. Like life is for me, not against me. This too is for me. I love one of my favorite scriptures is, be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. And that renewal is a constant moment-to-moment awareness of what is here.
That is the Cliff Notes whittled all the way down to today. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how do we do that? How do you do that? Every day, we this is our call every day. How do you do it? Because we want, I like to give homework, but we want to know the practical, clear-cut ways that we do this stuff, not just as ideas. But
first of all, is the awareness that crisis precedes transformation. When everything is going wonderful in our lives, there's not much growth. So in those moments when that rug is pulled out of your feet, where the greatest transformation is, that's where you grow the wings and you fly. And so we're all in this together because our whole world is saying, wake up, shake up, you know? Mm-hmm. You have to be a new creation to meet what's happening in our world today. And knowing this, that's okay. I'm okay. I was born for this moment. And when enough of us really get it, that is when the global transformation begins.
Critical mass.
But again, it begins with each one of us. I love Barbara Max Hubbard. You know, she was a futurist. And she said, you know, small islands of coherence in a sea of chaos can shift the whole system to a higher order. And that's what we're being called to, that we can begin to use our inner senses and begin to visualize the kind of world we want to live in, that vision. And then, you know, in our prayer time, yes, you know, we pray from our wholeness. We pray from a consciousness of God and where our humanity really bows down to our divinity and humbly says, you know, God, use me, guide me. What is mine to do? What is mine to do? For we are the feet, we are the hands, we are the voice of God. And it's not about spiritual bypassing. It's a moment-to-moment awareness.
Absolutely.
And staying plugged in, prayed on
and knowing that crap is going to happen. That is life, and that is how we grow stronger. That's how we strengthen our wings to get out of the chrysalis that we are sometimes in. And I also want to bring up something that just really came in on a, took a landing in here, is coming out of the dark is, what am I trying to say here? That the darkness is also important. It's the light balances with the dark. If there wasn't the night to rest for the day, or there wasn't the time of this for the seed to be in the soil, to do what it needs to do before showing signs of life, or the time in the womb. The dark is present, and it's about embracing it and how we are called. We are being called to a higher place. And just like there are TV stations, I'm not bashing anything, but there are TV stations who want us to tune in. And so there's a lot of sensationalism to get us to tune in and get us sucked into the vortex. And we're always a choice of what we do. How do we get out? We always, always have the power to reboot and start again in any moment. It's like, oh man, I got sucked into that. And now I want to go to that place of light and coming out and feeling good.
Right. But I think, for me, I think you asked me, you know, how do we live this? How do we embody this? That waking up is the first thing. Waking up to that higher mind, that whole mind. Yeah, wake up. And it's that part in you that does not get hooked, because the divine mind, when I'm talking about the divine mind that we're being called to breathe into, that divinity in us that we're here to anchor, is that stays free from the hook. The hook is everything out here, meaning, so I have a metaphor. That is the sky. Does the sky ever have a problem with the clouds and say, this cloud is too dark? this cloud is too heavy. No, I got to move this cloud here. I got to control this so that it looks a certain way so that I can be happy. No. The sky is. It's sky just simply is. And that is what we're being called to be. I am the field of all is well. And then when judgment starts coming, this is wrong, this needs to change, and this, that's when we take a breath. And that's a call to prayer. Turn it around and just come back to center. Let me breathe. I am the sky. I am the sky. God, let me see this differently. I'm willing to come to a different place. I'm willing to see this with wonder, as the Daily Word said today, yes, with curiosity. How can I be a presence of compassion in this moment instead of being critical or controlling? How can I see this differently? Show me. And I'm telling you, it's not just praying in the morning, all is well. No, no, no. It's an ongoing awareness that we have that light on, that we have that light of truth. And then the cleanup begins. You know, we wake up and that's the cleanup. What do we mean by the cleanup? We all have a shadow part. We all have darkness. We meet it with love, and we embrace all these parts that we have pushed out, that we haven't liked. And we will even meet the shame, because the shame, the guilt, and all those things that we have put away, that too has a blessing.
Oh, yeah. There's a blessing in it all.
And so we can see that humanity with new eyes, you know, and then we can embrace all, you know. And it's really about loving ourselves, our perfection and our imperfections, everything. I embrace it all in this loving awareness, because really, I said this is a play of consciousness. This is a play of love. What is love? The greatest healer there is, the greatest unifying, the greatest harmonizing presence in the entire world. If there's any definition for God, God is love. I am love. You are love. And we all have access to that mind that is pure love. And again, that mind is not here. The mind is the allness. It's here. It's waking up the heart. Let the heart open, you know? And that is what Jesus said. You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Yes. And the truth begins with knowing truth with a capital T. I am divine. I am divine.
You are divine.
You are divine. You are divine.
You are the sky too.
Yes. You know that we are that field of possibilities.
We are living in it. Infinite, infinite possibilities.
But you have to be willing. There's no change unless you're willing. And if you want to be in victim consciousness, nothing or no one can take you out of that until you are ready.
This is very true. And we're all on the journey, on the same journey, and on very unique variations of it. We're all in different places. For some people, it's there are different areas in life that we all have that are our Achilles heels.
Totally.
That are our biggest places of growth. And it's a matter of loving ourselves through it and knowing that every day is a new day.
But you said something very, very interesting is coming up for me. Something is like different areas. We all have different areas, you know, different wounds. But here it is. How do we get out of this? Because we all go into feeling sorry for ourselves and then, I could have, should have, someone. That happened. If I'm feeling lonely, what do? If I'm feeling lonely, I reach out to someone. If I'm like having all these thoughts, I don't have enough. I have, you know, thoughts of lack and limitation. Take a breath and tap into that part in you that is a giver. Give something. If I'm really feeling really bad for myself, focus on what I do have. Focus on being a presence of gratitude wherever I am, because gratitude expands our good. So whatever it is that I am entertaining in consciousness that is not serving me, how can I turn that around? And sometimes that's when we call on a prayer chaplain. That's when we call on someone to really hold that truth for us.
I don't know how many times we have done that for each other. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, girl, you got a minute?
Yes.
It's like reach out in touch.
Because
however you need to.
The conditioning is very strong. You know, we are whole and perfect. We are divine. It is the one having this human experience. But we have believed ourselves to be so different. We have believed so many.
We're in this together. Mm-hmm. That's the point of community and unity. And you know, I know that we could go on and on about this, but we probably need to wrap it up for now.
Yes.
And hopefully something that one of us has shared has sparked something for you today. And every day is a new day. Every moment is a new day, a new dawn, a new world from me.
I just want to leave you with this. Love yourself no matter what. Shift from fear to faith and bring the spark of joy, the spark of creativity into your everyday life, because right where you are, there is beauty, there is magnificence, there is plenty of divine ideas. And as we are being lifted up, the whole world is lifted up. And then we can bring the joy and the good feeling of God into this world, because we're here to anchor heaven on earth. And I don't know about you, but feeling good.
Do it.
I'm feeling good. Are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, but do it before she has one of those out-of-body experiences. Do it. Love yourself, especially when you're not being loving to yourself. Stop and go find a mirror and say, I love you. You are fabulous and beautiful and amazing. You child of God. And
I am another you.
And speaking of beauty and feeling good, let's hear from Nicole Henry one more time. Thanks, everybody.
Birds flying high, you know what I feel. Sun in the sky, you know what I feel. Drifting by, you know what I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Tree, that is how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling good, yeah. Dragonfly in the sun, you know what I mean. Butterflies having fun, you know what I mean. To sleep in peace. A new day.